Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you because you cared enough to send your only begotten Son to die in our stead. We thank you because you hold us in the arms of your great love and mercy. When we're going through problems and difficulties, you're even there when we're not aware of it. In the nighttime while we're sleeping, you're looking over the balconies of heaven and smiling while we rest in your peace. Bless the message today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Talking today on the subject, the cost of caring. John chapter 13 and verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from the world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Wow. The love of God is inexhaustible. We cannot fathom love like God's love. He loves the man in the gutter. He loves the king, whoever that person may be, holds all of them on the same level. Life holds many questions to ponder. Why we drive on parkways and park on driveways? Why can't the whole plane be made out of that little black box? Why is it then when driving, looking for an address, we turn down the volume on our radio? Why is it we call it a TV set when we only got one? What a changed society we have today compared to when I grew up as a teenager. It is now wrong to have Bibles in school. John and I took family Bibles, this big, filled the top of our desk. Have prayer in the classroom, wrong to discuss the Bible in some institutions. But it's legal to have an abortion. Condoms are available in the school. Preferred gay rights are promoted openly. What a society we live in. Number one, the concepts of God's love. Psalms 117 in verse 2 reads, for his mercy, kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Someone says, but God doesn't answer my prayers. Another says, seem God so far away. Another one said, if God loved me, why did he take one of my family members away? I want to say what you've heard before. You're nobody until somebody loves you. Two things that hide God's love from mankind. Derailed circumstances. Why did that happen to me? If God loves me, why did he allow it to happen? Depaired condemnation. Think of that. Under condemnation. Why? Jesus' desire was to change his disciples. That is his purpose in your life, to change you more like him. He did three things for his disciples or to them. Number one, he clearly marked their weaknesses. He said, he called him Peter, but most of the time he called him Simon. Peter meant a rock. Simon meant weakness, like water. He claimed them for higher service. Jesus always sees the best in us. He confirmed his teaching by example. He not only died a sinless Savior, he lived a sinless life. We should want to change into his likeness. God doesn't want to make you happy as happy as he wants to make you holy. Small minds are the first to criticize large ideas. Don't mind criticism if it's untrue. Disregard it. If it's unfair, keep from irritation. If it's ignorance, smile. It's justified, learn from it. You won't have time to criticize when you harmonize, sympathize, and evangelize. Not only the concept of God love, but the condition of pure, true love. John 13, verse 34, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. David said in Psalms 142, verse 4, look on my right hand to see no one cares for my soul. Christianity should cost you something. David said, shall I offer to God that which costs me nothing? We have a lot of people with self-love. To love one another, to love oneself, is the beginning of a long-term romance. If you had to do it over, would you fall in love with yourself again? A fellow who is deep in love with himself needs a divorce. A man said, my wife and I were happy for 40 years, then we met each other. On an island, a beautiful native word, love, is literally translated to mean, the heart keeps calling, calling for me. The love of God is the heart of God calling, calling for you. The cost of love was poured out on the cross. We cannot know the cost of love if we don't understand God's love for us. It's valuable. Uncomprehensive. He loved not Christ. He that loves not Christ at all, who does not love him above all. God and I have something in common. We both love his son, Jesus. True love is sharing a part of yourself with others. You should shoulder the weight alone. Your cost of carrying the burden seems too much to carry alone. Your heart is breaking with no help from God. There are shoulders there. The silence is your lot before Paul, before Pilate's hall. Jesus opened not his mouth. Your care, your cost of caring is a night of loneliness and prayer. Day of despair. And how much does God care? You may be the only saved person in your family. Sometimes the people you do the most for are appreciated less, but you can't help that. Shoulder the weight. Silence is your lot. Solitude brings loneliness. David said he was deserted from his friends. He was disowned by his jealous family, and he denied the kingship by Saul. Wow. I love the pictures of eagles. Leaders like eagles, they don't flock. You find them one at a time. The cost of leadership is loneliness, disappointment, jealousy about you, and criticism. Share your burden with God. He not only wants to receive our burden, he just wants us to yoke in with him. My burden is light, Jesus said. Household salvation, you can claim that. Acts 16 and 31, believe and you shall be saved and your household. Don't give up on your kids and grandkids. Amen. Proverbs 11, 21 in the New Living Translation reads, you can also be sure that God will rescue the children of the godly. I'm going to say that again. Proverbs 11, 21, the New Living Translation, you can also be sure that God will rescue the children of the godly. There's a grandfather clock legend. A man said to his grandfather clock, I'm going to remove that heavy weight you're dragging. No, responded the clock, that's my usefulness. The weight of prayer is your usefulness. Maybe you're the only one praying for someone. Keep praying. John 15 and verse 13 reads, I love this verse. Greater love has no man than a man would lay down his life for his friends. There's the pain of unaccepted forgiveness. You tried reconciliation and they won't accept it. Turn it over to God. Let him have the pain. The problem of unreturned love. Many heartbroken parents, such as the prodigal son who left home uncaring how his father felt. Wonder how many parents that are watching and listening around the world today have had a prodigal son who could care less about them. Take their money and squander it. Have no love in return. The prospect of misjudgment, their point of view, regardless of right or wrong, they've got their opinions. Number four, the control of God's providence. Psalms 91:11, for he shall give his angels charge of you to keep in all your ways. Psalms 130, 103, verse 21, angels minister to God's people. Yes. 300 verses regarding angels. 34 out of the 66 books mentions angels. Matthew 26, verse 53 said he can call 12 legions of angels. Now, a legion is 72,000 angels. 12 times 185,000 is 2,220,000,000 times. Hebrews 12, 22 says, the immutable company of angels. Wow. Psalms 120 is a chapter of trouble. Verse 1, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord. Psalms 121 is a chapter of trust. I will look to the hills from which my help comes. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalms 122 is a chapter of triumph. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. God's heart beats with your heart. His hand is in all of your ways. God's help is always available. All your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your path. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Jude says, having compassion, making a difference. God has a dream for you, a desirement of fulfillment. God has a plan in your progress. Is it not God that knows what you need? Is it he who does not want you to prosper? No. A vision will unfold. Often the realization true of God's love comes too late. Comes too late. Yes, God cares. God loves you that are watching and listening today in many parts of the world. 195 nations, we're in most of them. No matter where you are in this world today, God loves you. Why would he love me? I fail him so many times. He loves you because he made you, not what you've done, but who you are. I'll say it 1,000 times. God loves you because he created you. He put everything in your life to make you successful if you'll open your heart and trust him. Trust in the Lord with all your might. Lean not on your own understanding. God loves you. He always has. He said, I knit you in your mother's womb. God got his hands in there and knitted you just exactly what he wanted you to be, the only person like you in the universe, even if you're a twin. How infatigable, how magnificent, how glorious, how blessed to be loved by God. He loves you. Turn to your neighbor in this audience and say, God loves me. God loves me. He really does. How many times has you failed? God doesn't know. He says he casts your sins in the depths of the sea. I've said many times, the deepest sea is 1,000 feet deeper than the highest mountain. He's got you covered. Got you cleansed. Got you changed. Let him do a work in your life. It'll be a hard work sometimes. Cutting out that stone is not easy. Sometimes we have a stony heart and God has to cut away at us till he finds the soft spot in the center where he can pour out his love upon us. Allow God to love you. Allow him to know that you know he loves you. Be free with your love for him and for other people. Love is a glue that holds the world together, holds the family together, holds our church together. Love, God's love. Love of God, oh love of God, how rich and pure. How marvelous. God would love creatures like us. When the angelic host kneeled by the thousands, perhaps millions at the feet of Jesus, yet he looks past that angelic host to look upon human frailty and love us with a love like no one else can. He sees everything in your life, every inflection in your eye. He sees you today. His eyes run throughout all the earth, and he beholdeth all of man's doings. Can you imagine God knowing everything that's going on in this world all at the same time while all the angels are worshiping at his throne? He's aware of you today. He sees you today. He loves you today. He's protecting today. He's drawing you to himself if you'll allow him to do that. Sometimes people have a hard time being loved. Yes, they feel like one of the men that came to our office from the President of the United States, the White House, the main room, came to us to talk about his failures in life. Imagine that. It took hours to talk to him and deal with him about his relationship at the White House, in the Oval Office, told all the things that he knew about it. But he was crying inside because he said, I think he said 65 years old, and I don't know what life is all about. I've said before, he later went to Arizona and committed suicide from the White House to the streets of Arizona. How far man can drop without recognizing God loves us. He loves you more than you can understand. He loves beyond our recognition of that, but he loves us still. Now I'm going to address the audience that are listening today, wherever you are, wherever you're watching. God wants to help you. Maybe you're sitting there in your living room watching. Listen to me carefully. God loves you. Maybe you're in prison. We hear from people in prison who gave their heart to Jesus. No matter where you are, what you're doing, where you've been, God loves you. He really does. Now I want to say a prayer. I want you to say it after me in the audience. For those that are listening and watching around the world, if you need Jesus, he's here to save you, here to redeem you, here to change you. Repeat this prayer after me. Oh God, I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. Save me, Jesus. Come into my heart. Change my life. Make me a new creature in Christ. Give me a hope of heaven. Give me a hope of life. Give me a better life than I'm living, a life after Jesus' divine purpose. Let him know him. You love him today. He loves you. Lord, bless those that are watching and listening in various parts of the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Let us stand, everyone, everywhere. Rise with me.